Today's gospel gives us one of the most beautiful prayers in the Bible. Lord, increase our faith. That is what we all need. This is the cry of the apostles, and it can also be our own prayer. How often do we feel our faith is too small or is too weak? Especially when we face trials, illness, worries about family, questions about the future, and we realize how weak we are. And so, like the apostles, we say, Lord, increase our faith. But notice how Jesus answers. He doesn't give them a lesson on how to make their faith stronger. Instead, he says, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Jesus is telling us something very important today. It is not about how much faith we have, but in whom we place that faith. Even a tiny bit of a trust, when it is placed in a great and loving God, can do great things, can do extraordinary things. Sometimes we think, if only I had more faith, I could handle my problems better. I could pray better. I could be a better Christian. But today Jesus is reminding us, you don't need a lot, you just need to trust. Faith is not measured by quantity, but it is measured by confidence in God, trust in God. And he is using the image of a mustard seed to help us understand this. It is such a small seed, yet inside it, there is life, there is strength and growth. The same is true for our faith, even a small faith. If we nurture it through prayer, through reading God's word, through putting it into practice, through love and forgiveness, this can grow and bear fruit. And let's not forget what Jesus is really teaching us here. In other words, he is telling us nothing is impossible for God. When life feels too heavy for us, when we think there is no solution to our problems, when our thoughts seem to fail, Jesus invites us to trust again, to believe that God is at work even when we don't see it, to believe that God is always by our side. Then Jesus adds a second teaching that might surprise us. He says, when you have done all that were commanded, say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty. By this, Jesus is teaching us humility. He's inviting us to be humble. He reminds us that we are not the masters of God's mission. We are his servants. We are his humble instruments. The success of the kingdom of God does not depend on our power or our perfection. It depends on the Holy Spirit who guides us, who walks before us and within us. And that should comfort us. We don't have to carry the whole church or our families or the world. on our shoulders. We simply do our part faithfully and lovingly, and we leave the rest in God's hands. We plant the seed, God gives the growth. So today, my friends, let us make the Apostles' Prayer our own. Lord, increase our faith.